not for now. But there is one very important chakira in the parasha of Shnius La'arayis, that Rameir Simcha in Ar Sameach, and it's here in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, in Perek Vav, discusses. And that is, so Chazal came and they instituted Shnius La'arayis. We have a parasha of Arayis, a parasha de Raisa, and Chazal instituted a parasha of Shnius La'arayis. These are women that midday Raisa, a person's allowed to marry, but the Chacham said that we're going to treat them like Yisurei Bia, and they dubbed them Arayas. Now, not Arayas de Raisa, but Arayas de Rabbanon. Shnius La'arayis. Like secondary types of Arayas. Klar Rameir Simcha, what was the gather of the Issa de Rabbanon, of the Shnius? Was the gather that they're Stam Yisurei Bia? Meaning, there are a lot of women that are Yisurei Bia. Midai Raisa, you have Arayas, you have Chavilavin V'esin. Midrabanon, there's a whole parish of Yisurei Bia. Shnius La'arayis, because of the fact that it's a little too close to comfort to the Arayis, so Chachamim said that they're also going to be Yisurei Bia. But at the end of the day, all they are is regular Yisurei Bia that are also Midrabanon. Or said Rameh Simcha, being that the gather of Shnius La'arayis was, it was adding on to the parish of Arayis, so maybe the nature of the Issa de Rabbanon is we treat them like an Erev de Rabbanon. So the gather is going to be that they're going to be an Erev de Rabbanon. Now, rather than not an Erev de Raisa, in Koich Biyad Chachamim, to create an Erev de Raisa. But maybe the gather of the Issa de Rabbanon, of the Shnius La'arayis, that Rameir Simcha, is not that they're Stam Yisurei Biyad de Rabbanon, but they're going to be Arayis mid Rabbanon. That was Rameir Simcha's Chakira. Send Rameir Simcha, what's the Nafkemina? So this piece from Rameir Simcha's and Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, and it's because his primary suffix, his primary shaila, is a Yavama shaila. His shaila was, what would be if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Reuven was married to one of Shimon's Shnius La'arayis. However, he was only married to her midrabanan. So Reuven is married midrabanan to one of Shimon's Shnius La'arayis. Then Reuven died. And he left over no children. So now Reuven's wife falls liyibum to Shimon. Now, being that Reuven's only married midrabanan, she's only going to fall liyibum midrabanan. Aber lemaisa, she's going to fall liyibum. Now, what's the halacha ordinarily when a shniyah falls liyibum? Isra mitzvah, it's the mishnah daf chaf amid aleph. Chiletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. Aber klet remeir simcha, being that over here, the whole nefila liyibum is only in nefila midrabanan, because Reuven was only married midrabanan. So yeh shloimar, being that she's a shniyah, if a shniyah is an erva midrabanan, so maybe we dan her as an erva, and if we dan her as an erva, there's going to be no yibam and no chalitza. Meaning, why is it that a shniya ordinarily is chaylatzis v'loy mesiyabemes? It's because midday raisa she fell a yibam. She's only a problem midday rabbanon. So the fact that she's an isurei bi'ad rabbanon doesn't have the ability to be oiker a zika day raisa. But over here, the whole zika is only a zika de rabbanon. So if therefore you have a zika because of a de rabbanon, I also have a erva midday rabbanon. So maybe the way we look at it is we look at it on a de rabbanon level. The zika is a zika de rabbanon. The nefilas yibum is a nefilas yibum midday rabbanon. Midday rabbanon, she's an erva. An erva is potem and ayibum v'chalitza. Over here, it's true she's only erva midday rabbanon, but the whole zika is a de rabbanon. So maybe she doesn't even need chalitza. She'd be mutaris l'shuk even without chalitza. That's where Meir Simcha's shaila. Meir Simcha says another shaila, even a more pashta shaila, would be, what happens if someone's mekadesh a shniya? Is the kedushin typhus or is it not typhus? So of course it's typhus. What's the shaila? Kedushin's typhus b'chavi lavin, it's typhus b'chavi lavin v'esen. So if someone says, Arem mekadesh a slipit abas du gedash from Eichu v'Yisrael to a shniya la'arayis, she's only awesome midrabanan. How could it not be typhus? But says Rameh Simcha, what would be if someone's mekadesh a shniya midrabanan? It's a kedushin midrabanan. On a shniyas la'arayis. So there, maybe you could say the kedushin is not going to be toifas at all. Because being that the whole kedushin is a derabbanon, and mid derabbanon, she's an erva, and an erva is loy tafsi ba kedushin. So it says Rameh Simcha, it would then emerge, then the kedushin wouldn't be chal at all. But either way, this is his suffix. His suffix is that we look at shniyas on a derabbanon level as being an erva. There's a new musig of an erva derabbanon, which really, at first glance, almost feels like the Pashtos. It's Shnius La'arayis. It's an addendum to the Parish of Arayis. Now Midday Raisa Midday Rabbanon. If that's the case, it comes with major Nafkaminas La'alocha. Nafkaminas in the world of Itfisus Kedushin. Nafkaminas in the world of Yuvamis, Pater, Minachalitza, Minayibum, maybe with Tsaris, Atsoy Fa'ilam, Ayin Sham. It's in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza because there's a tremendous Yuvamis undertone in this piece.